First of all, I'd like to start off by saying happy birthday to the new translation of the Roman Missal. Can you believe it was just 2 years ago that we changed the translation for Mass? And I think we've gotten a lot better, because of those of you who remember the very first time we tried it, and it was like, the Lord be with you, and everybody's like, we've improved a lot, and so we continue to grow in the new translation. So it's a reminder that we begin a new liturgical year. We're now in cycle A, and it's a reminder that here we are again at Advent, a time to come before our Lord. Now, the word Advent means coming. And that's appropriate and important because in Advent, we're celebrating the two comings of Christ. First of all, we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord when he became flesh and dwelt among us, when he came into our world, and we'll celebrate that at Christmas in just about 25 days. And then the second coming of Christ is the second coming. It's when our Lord will come back again, where he will judge the living and the dead. And it's important that during this Advent time, we prepare for both comings of Christ, both his coming into our world and his coming again. Now, the gospel today, we heard a little bit about that second coming where Jesus tells us, look, there's going to be a day when people are going to be working and they're going to be doing what they're doing, and one's taken and one's left, and things are going to change. Now, this particular gospel, our Protestant brothers and sisters would call this the rapture. They would call that the time when the holy people are taken up to heaven, the not holy people are left on earth to be in torment and torture for quite a few years. Now, our Catholic tradition, we don't have a teaching on the rapture. That's not what we believe, because when we hear this passage of Jesus, we don't take that literally, that when he says you're left, that you're left here on earth for 1,000 years of suffering and torment. What we believe in our interpretation is that Jesus will take the holy people to heaven, and those who don't quite make the cut, they'll end up spending eternity in the flames in that dark, dark place that none of us want to go. So it's good that we understand what Jesus is speaking of when he talks in the gospel today. He mentions at the end of the gospel, if the thief would have known somebody was going to break into his house, he never would have let it happen. And it's a reminder to us that we need to be aware, we need to be alert for now. We need to be alert and aware for when our Lord does come, because none of us know when that's going to be. And what is a challenge for us in our society and as our culture is that we don't do a very good job of living right now, right here in the moment. We stink at being patient. Now, if you don't believe me, just the next time you stand in line, look around. You know, whether you're at the line at the bank or at the fast food place or at the DPS office, it's terrible to just look around and see people like, golly, I can't believe how much time I'm wasting. I can't believe I'm just having to stand here. I could be doing so much more things. And it's a sign of our culture, it's a sign of our society that we don't do well in waiting. We're always rushing through to the next thing. We're always wanting to get ahead, and we're always wanting to do what comes next. You know, you ask a little kid about, hey, you know, you like school? That's okay, but I can't wait until I get to middle school. Like, wow, okay, middle school, all right, that'll be fun. The middle school students are like, I can't wait to get to high school because high school has so much cool stuff. Like, I'll be able to drive and I'll have different freedoms and I'll have different electives that I can take. And then high school students are like, I can't wait until I get to go to college, until I get away from home and I get to party and do all the fun stuff that I get to do at college. And the college students are like, I can't wait to finish studying. I can't wait to get my degree. I can't wait to get up at 6 o'clock every day and go to a job. And then you can't wait to get married. You're like, I can't wait to get married. I can't wait to have kids. I can't wait to have kids of my own so I can tell them what to do. Then I can't wait for my kids to graduate and leave home so I can put a pool in my backyard like my parents did. Not that I'm bitter about that. But then you wait and you're like, oh, I can't wait to retire so that I can sit around all day and do all the cool things that a retired person can do. And what the trouble with that is that if we're anxious and we're waiting and we're anticipating, we rush through life and we fail to live in the moment. If we're sitting there at retirement saying, man, what happened to my life? I wished it away. Then we've lost the chance to have an encounter with our Lord. You see, when our Lord tells us to be ready, he tells us that we need to be present right now for this moment. And it's good for us to know that we need to not hurry up and get through to the next thing, but we need to live right here in the present. Now, the Advent season is a chance for us to live here, present in the moment. Our society and our culture and our world is telling us, hurry up, let's get to Christmas. Hurry up and let's go shopping early and let's get everything done that we need to for Christmas. But what the church is saying, that Advent is a time for us to prepare our hearts, to come before the Lord, to open up our lives and say, Lord, I need you to come into my life. I need your help. I need your presence, because I need to prepare for you. I need to prepare for your coming. Because if we are not prepared for his coming, gospel's pretty clear, bad things are going to happen to us. So we need to use this time of Advent to open our hearts, to say to the Lord, here I am present right now, and I want to grow, I want to live, I want to learn. I often ask people, so what are you going to do for Advent? People are like, huh? I'm going to go shopping, and I'm going to bake goods, and I'm going to make sure all the Christmas presents. No, 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 that's not what I'm talking about. Talking about Advent is a penitential time in our church, just like Lent is. My friends, we are awesome in Lent about giving things up, about sacrificing, about giving to the poor. But I don't think as Catholics we're very good at celebrating Advent, because we are rushing through to Christmas. So what I'm going to ask you to do, and your challenge this week, is to think about what you are going to do during Advent. How are you going to make Advent a chance for you to live in the moment of God? How are you going to use this time to grow in His love? I can give you some suggestions. We can help the poor. We can volunteer at a homeless shelter, a soup kitchen. We can pick up a gift from the gift-giving tree and participate in gift-giving Sunday. We can help those who are in need. We also can spend time in prayer. We can go to daily mass during the week, during Advent. We can pray together as a family. We can create our own Advent wreath at home and light it every night as a family and ask the Lord to come into our lives to help us prepare for His coming. We can prepare by Advent by participating in the sacrament of reconciliation, of God's forgiveness, His mercy, and His love pouring into our lives. We have the sacrament of reconciliation available here at St. Thomas on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Also, we have several penance services around the area. There's a list on the reconciliation doors. There's also a list of the penance service schedules in the bulletin. So if you say, look, I can't go to the priest at St. Thomas, go to one of the penance services around the neighborhood and celebrate the mercy and love of our God, because that's what He wants for you. He wants you to be able to use this time of Advent to open up your heart, to say, Lord, here I am. I'm present right here in the moment. That's a challenge. It's a challenge for us because society is saying, hurry up, let's go Christmas. Christmas music nonstop. Christmas decorations everywhere. Have you gotten the lights at your house put up? We need to stop and live in the moment. Celebrate these 4 weeks of Advent, of opening up our heart to the Lord's love, of preparing room in our hearts and our lives for the Lord's coming. The first and second reading today, there's lots of images of needing the light to shine through the darkness. We can't continue living as people in sin. We can't keep doing the things that we've been doing. We need to use this chance to open up our hearts and say, let the light of the Lord come in and change me, and to shine in my life and give me strength and power so that I can follow your love. As we celebrate tonight the great love of our God, we ask Him to help make sure that our Advent season is a fruitful one. We ask the Lord to help us to live in the moment, being present with Him, making sure that we prepare room in our hearts for our Lord's coming.